I'm Peter Solomon. You're listening to 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. The Richmond Jazz Society's Guest Educators Series continues Tuesday evening at 7 with a performance by trombonist Steve Davis at Capitol Ale House in downtown Richmond. Davis was the very last musician to join Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He's a protege of alto saxophonist Jackie McLean. He played in Chick Corea's band Origin, and he's released several critically acclaimed albums of his own, the most recent being For Real on Positone Records. The personnel on that new recording is the same group he'll be playing with in Richmond: saxophonist Abraham Burton, pianist Larry Willis, Nat Reeves on bass, and drummer Billy Williams. Coming up, an interview with Steve Davis about some of the great musicians he's worked with. Here's the title track from his new recording. It's called For Real on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio.
Thank you.
For Real, trombonist Steve Davis on 88.9 WCVE. I spoke with Davis recently about his music and his education. He attended college for music at the Hart School at the University of Hartford, but when he was 22, matriculated into an informal jazz institution that was responsible for turning out scores of great musicians, from Donald Byrd and Freddie Hubbard to Wayne Shorter and Wynton Marsalis, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. You were in the Jazz Messengers, weren't you, like, towards the end of Blakey's life?
At the very end, yeah, I was the last messenger.
Yeah.
Literally, not just the last trombone, I was the last one. And I joined the band in December of 89 and was there for about 8 or 9 months, and then Art died. My first record date was, I believe, was Art's last record date. It's called One for All on A&M Records, and that was my song that the producer or whoever picked as the title track of the record, so that was quite an honor to be a part of that.
Talk about what it was like to play with him. I mean, what do you remember about being a messenger? What did you take from that experience?
Wow. Well, many things. Just the sound of Art's drums and the feeling that he generated on the bandstand. Always, even when he wasn't well at times, certain nights toward the end there where he was clearly not feeling great, boy, he just conjured up this spirit and feeling and sound on the bandstand that was just unbelievable. That was incredible. I think he helped us all, and particularly the horn players, learn how to develop your solo and kind of get to the point. Because we had a septet, we had four horns, so you didn't want to be up there taking up space all day. And as young players, and this is still the case today, you can tend to be trying to work your stuff out on the bandstand, and in essence, you're sort of practicing rather than getting to the point. And he told me this once, and I vowed I would never hear it again. But my first tour on the road was to Catalina's, was to Los Angeles, and then we went up to Seattle. And the first night we played, Freddie Hubbard was in the audience, and, you know, I'm thinking, how did I get here? You know,
right.
This kid's benefited. Wow. But so, you know, what a thrill. And we played the first set, and Art, we're coming off the bandstand, and Art said, "Hey, Steve," and he put his arm around me. I said, "Yeah." He said, "Come here." And he said, just like this, he said, "You make your statement, you build your solo to a climax, and you get the heck out. Simple, right?" And I said, "Yeah, well, do it then."
Ooh.
And, you know, he was a teacher. And you don't waste time, you know, with your feelings hurt and all that. You say, "Yes, sir," and take it to heart. And so hopefully it helped me immediately. I'm sure it did. And because you never wanted to hear him back there saying, you know, "Get out that hole" or something. You know, that's not a good sign. You don't want to hear that. And so I think I learned how to do that, how to play more concisely and get to the point and say something clear. I was very young. I was 22, 23, so I really had no business being there. You know, I wasn't ready, but if I hadn't been there at that time, it never would have happened for me, so I'm grateful.
The person who made the phone call and opened the door for the 22-year-old Steve Davis to join the Messengers was Jackie McLean. McLean became well known to the jazz world through his work with Miles Davis, Charles Mingus, Art Blakey, and others, and made many influential and groundbreaking jazz recordings, especially in the 1960s. He was also important for his role as an educator. In 1980, he founded the African American Music Department at Hart, which is now called the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz. Davis has taught music there since 1992. Tell me what impact Jackie McLean has had on your career.
A huge one. I pretty much owe him everything. He opened the doors for me at a young age, as far as having an entree into the scene in New York City. And this was in the mid to late 80s when I started making the rounds in New York, or even up here in Hartford, Connecticut, when anybody great was coming through town and you wanted to go hear them play and maybe have a chance to go up and shake their hand after the concert or after the gig or on a set break. It wasn't like today for the young musicians who do everything via Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or, you know, whatever. It's all on the internet, it seems like. Back then, you had to go see people and have the nerve to walk up and introduce yourself. If you were really serious and wanted to meet your heroes and then potentially have them know who you were. All I had to say was, I'm a student of Jackie McLean. And pretty much everybody would say, oh, really? Wow, great. Well, then you must be serious.
Was there something that was kind of the crux of what he espoused as a teacher? I mean, what did he concentrate on?
That's a great question. I think the history of the music and then developing your own concept through understanding the history. And Jackie was the epitome to me of what a jazz musician is all about. You have one foot in the past and one foot in the future, and you're constantly going back and rediscovering the masters and sort of reaffirming your connection to the tradition of the music, at the same time trying to add something fresh and kind of, you know, discover your own recipe, if you will. And, you know, I just thought that Jackie McLean had a wonderful balance of those two things, and you can carry the tradition with you but not be bogged down by it. And in fact, it's going to give what you do more substance, more weight, and help you soar, really. And so he was a real inspiration in that regard.
As a trombonist, Steve Davis's influences are J.J. Johnson, Curtis Fuller, and Slide Hampton. He has a dark, full sound and a finesse to his playing. He's smooth. Listen to the way he performs this original composition, a ballad called Alike, from his recording Getting It Done.
Thank you.
Alike, an original ballad by trombonist Steve Davis from his album Getting It Done on 88.9 WCVE. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, Steve Davis played in Chick Corea's acoustic sextet Origin. In addition to Steve Davis and Chick Corea, the group featured saxophonists Steve Wilson and Bob Shepard, bassist Avishai Cohen, and drummer Adam Cruz. At its best, the music was dynamic and the group attained a level of telepathy that can happen in ensembles that are really in tune with each other. Davis says that Corea stressed communication and intent listening. Can you talk about your experience playing with Chick Corea?
Fantastic. It's totally inspiring. Challenging, certainly. But, you know, Chick, he was great with that band in terms of fostering communication between the band members, on and off the bandstand. I learned to not take for granted all the connections that exist within a sextet. It's not just get up and start ripping your licks on top of the guys, you know, it's far from that. And you need to really listen when you're playing and play with the intention of communicating and reaching each other. And if we all play that way all the time, some really magical things will happen. And then the audience is really gonna get that and get a great performance and get what improvised music is really all about.
You've been listening to an interview with trombonist Steve Davis, the next featured artist in the Richmond Jazz Society's Guest Educators Concert Series.
Tuesday's our day in Richmond. We'll be over at VCU about noon, I think, doing a workshop for about 90 minutes, and then we'll come on over to the Capitol Ale House and do our sound check and get ready for the concert. I just want to thank the Richmond Jazz Society and my friend Tony Garcia over at VCU for having us down to Richmond for the day. And I'm very excited. I'm sorry that the Rams went out early in the NCAAs. I was pulling for them. Shaka Smuts guys are always fun. And I'm a big UConn Huskies fan, as you might imagine, being up here from Connecticut. So my guys are still in it, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, it's my first time playing in Richmond, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, that sounds good.
Thank you, Peter. I really appreciate it, man.
For more information on this event, visit the Richmond Jazz Society's website, vajazz.org.